B-Pod Studios.
It's an app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I just called to say that the Sox should be called the Maroon Sox because they're a joke.
Home run!
A nice boneless Buffy tender?
Now, I understand baseball players lead a late night. Late night life. Jesus. Woo!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Freddy T back from vacation. Hating life. Too much time around my family.
Oh, don't say that, Fred. I'm rich. I'm back from vacation too. I love life.
How's that sound, Arcan?
That was great. Yeah.
That's a better impersonation, you think?
I thought both of them.
I think that's mostly how the show goes, right?
That's the first hour, yeah.
Fred doesn't like life. Something happened to him. Rich is much more positive with it. That's a pretty good recap.
Rich saw a movie that he really liked or something, or a TV show or something along those lines.
I think
he's really big on it, and Fred hates it.
I think I nailed it, quite frankly.
And scene.
Day two, night show takeover here, very, very early in the morning. So get ready for it, Boston. Adam Jones, Christian Arcand, and look who the cat dragged in.
Fresh off
a big softball performance last night. Marshall Hook. How'd you throw him last night, Hook?
Well, I was the starting pitcher. I gave up 8 runs in the second inning.
See, if you can't see Hook, he's got a big, you know how pitchers after their start, they have like those big ice packs.
Ice. I gave up 8 runs in the second inning, but only 1 in the first and the third. So pretty much better than Chris Sale.
Nice.
In fact, I actually said from the mound at one point, at least I'm still pitching better than Chris Sale at this point.
You know, in the first and third inning, only giving up a run, that's like a clean inning in softball.
That's not bad.
No, that's good.
That was pretty pretty nice. Again, second inning was a little bit of a rough spot, but, you know, in the end, we did come up short, but only by a handful of runs.
I bet it was the 8 runs in the second inning that probably did it.
It didn't help, though. I was relieved after 4 innings, and the guy who came in had trouble finding the strike zone.
Mid-inning?
No. I pitched four out of the 7 innings.
Yep.
Actually, then I came back in the 7th, so my reliever only went 2 innings. He pitched the 5th and 6th.
Let me tell you, the kind of person that I am, I know he's your teammate,
my brother.
And it's your brother.
Yeah.
So even more so, I feel this way. So I would want to root against the next person after me to, like, really make myself look better.
Yeah.
Relative, friend, teammate, what I would be rooting against that person.
Put Jones back in.
Yeah, exactly.
this guy can't find the zone.
Seriously, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Am I right? So is that how you were last night, or were you rooting?
It was fine. It was fine. You know, because listen, we were playing a team, and in softball, I believe, you know, this is beer league underhand co-ed softball. This is not like high level stuff. You're not really supposed to be drawing walks. Right? You're supposed to be swinging. That's what softball is.
Yeah, swing the lumber a little bit.
These guys were walk drawers. And that gets me a little bit annoyed, gets me a little bit frustrated.
Unwritten rules of softball are.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, it's an unwritten rule kind of thing.
We don't play money ball here.
Nope. Yeah. You know? Which is why, as I explained to you before we went on there, I myself drew a walk last night because when I walked up for my first at bat, I'm like, you know what? I can draw a walk too.
Yeah.
And they walked me on 5 pitches.
No, that makes sense.
Never had any intention of swinging.
Another unwritten rule.
I was going to stand right there and take everything. That guy couldn't find the zone. Nobody in softball can find the zone for like 3, you know, looking strikes. So you're up there swinging. You're up there swinging. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Look, I like it. You were very busy last night. I kind of forgot, Arcan, and maybe this impacted you as well. I don't know. I don't know what your plans were last night. But like one of the things that I forget about being home on weeknights, because we're never home on weeknights,
true,
right? We're here. We're in the studio. We're watching whatever dumb Red Sox game. We're watching the Red Sox lose again, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, technically they won last night. Barely.
Coincidence?
Maybe. Yeah. That's a good point. Mm. You know, we're not there. All of a sudden, Red Sox start winning. But they technically won a game last night. Wasn't very impressive. Who paid attention to it? But we're here in studio during all these things, which means, you know, wives, girlfriends, etc. Like, they're doing whatever they do. And now, all of a sudden, we're off for a night, and you're back in their element. And you're kind of like, oh, right. Like, I don't get to just watch what I want during
right.
the day. Now there's like a negotiation going on.
Bachelor in Paradise was on last night.
So that's what was on at my house.
Same with me.
I don't mind that. Now, by the way, I don't mind that show. I enjoy a nice Bachelor in Paradise. That was after. No, Hook, you're shaking your head.
No,
why?
No bachelors. Bachelor, or bachelorettes.
No.
Bachelors in my house.
No. Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that there was a differentiator.
Oh, it's much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay.
Instead of just one bachelor or one bachelorette, now it's just a bunch of people trying to bang each other.
Right.
It's much better.
They just mash them all in a room and see what happens.
Yeah, you do know there's like porn on the internet. You can just skip right past that stuff. And
where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. But you know, some I like the back and forth. I like the dance here. Not enough back and forth in porn.
Okay. All right. Depending on how you look at
it. Real, you know.
Technically speaking,
I need the will they or won't they. There's no question of will they or won't they. So I'm watching this last night, and I don't mind that this is what we're watching. I really don't. It was this and 90 Day Fiancé. This is what we were watching last night, because I certainly wasn't going to be watching the Red Sox. I'll tell you that right now. So I don't really mind watching either one, but I just kind of forget, like, oh, right, I can't just do what I want. I can't just watch what I want now. Never mind, I'd imagine in the Hook household, like, you were out at softball, but, like, when you're home on a weeknight, do your kids want to watch stuff? Like, at the Hook boarding school with, like, a million kids there. What do you get to do?
Well,
like, when do you get TV time?
Here's the key. We have full-fledged TV setups with PS4s attached in three different rooms.
Oh, good.
And
so they're just out of your hair.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my face.
And we have older people living with us as well. So TV and computers.
Older than who? Older than you?
Yes.
Okay.
A couple senior citizens also reside in my house after coming to visit for 2 weeks nearly 2 years ago. That's neither here nor there.
I think there's a story there.
So we've got three TVs and an additional three computers, because kids don't watch TV. They stream stuff.
I guess that's a good point.
So they're watching YouTube videos. They're streaming, you know, Hulu or Netflix, which you can watch on a big, you know, Apple computer screen.
Right.
Bigger than the TVs we grew up with. So there is plenty of screens to go around. That's even before you get into iPads. So basically, the answer is it's not a problem, because everyone's got a screen somewhere they can stare at.
Okay, so this is smart. So what I need more screens, but then I gotta like leave my comfort zone. Like, we have one down in the bedroom and then one in the living room. That's all we got.
Your child is not taking a remote control yet.
He's just barely over a month. Over a year, rather. So, it certainly doesn't feel
so
like
it. So, there are two adults to two TVs. I would think you'd be able to figure that out.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave the living room. I don't want to go lay in bed and watch TV. So, yeah, I forgot about this whole negotiation.
I love laying in bed and watching TV.
Yeah, I just fall asleep.
I love it.
I just fall asleep.
It's the best way to fall asleep.
And that's not like an old man thing. If I lay down, I will be falling asleep.
I never get to do that during the week, though, because I come home and she's in bed already.
Yeah.
So I get in bed. I can't put the TV on. All hell would break loose.
How big is the bedroom TV?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. See, well, this is a further point. I got 55 inches in the bedroom because.
I mean, I'm gonna call BS on that, but sure.
Marshall, all right.
Around, think about it.
Yeah, well.
So you wonder why there's so many kids in that Hook household. There aren't
not anymore. I think we know now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more like 2 inches myself. It's not the biggest screen I've ever seen.
My point being, you would be less unwilling to go someplace else if you had the same kind of choices in the bedroom as you did other places.
Yeah.
There's really no way to have this conversation at this point.
I like this conversation.
Yeah.
It's going great.
So you're saying I need a bigger TV. I've heard that my whole life, Marshall. Yeah. You know,
that's what you need. Size does matter in the bedroom.
Yeah, so I've heard. So anyway, this whole, you know, negotiation of like being in their element, not as much of a fan of. You know what else, Hook? This is another one.
Yeah.
Seamless transition from your bedroom discussion there. You know what else I get roped into now that I'm off on weeknights, which I avoid entirely during the week? Dinner.
Ooh.
Bath time.
Ooh.
Like, it's like, oh, right. Oh, I'm off. My wife, you know, all of a sudden is like, oh, free time. She just sees free time everywhere now. She's like, oh, I don't have to do bath time. Great. I'm like, ah. Now I got to deal with that. I missed that all week. I don't have to do that all week. I don't have to deal with bath time and wind down and bedtime. It's like an hour. Then I got to sit there on the couch and I'm like, I can't even watch what I want. Now, again, I was okay with Bachelor in Paradise and everything else, not watching the Red Sox. Fine. Thank God the Red Sox season's already over. I don't have to watch any of this, the games. But, yeah, that's another thing you get roped into.
I will say this. You know, all these people talk about how they miss when their kids were little. Bath time for me is go take a shower. That's bath time.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good there. I don't miss bath time. I don't miss bedtime. I don't miss, you know, long, drawn-out processes that are these things.
I don't know about you, but, like, and how well you remember it, but bath time, now I get, like, guilted in bath time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know, like, so I only do bath time a couple nights a weekend, right? Like, Saturday and Sunday night, I get jammed with bath time because she does it all week, right? So, first of all, I already get guilt-tripped about that. Like, oh, I do bath all the time, right? So, I already get that one. Then I happen to get him in and out of there. I'm like, let's go. I got things to do. I got Bachelor in Paradise to watch. I got porn to not watch. So I got stuff to do, right? Like, get in, get out of the bath, okay? Would you? And, like, then I get guilt. It's like, well, is he clean?
Yeah.
Like, did you play any games with him in there? I'm like, no, I put him in the bath. I clean. He's out. He's fine. It's time for bed. So I also get guilted about that.
Well, first of all, is it every night? Every night?
What?
Kids aren't that dirty.
Oh, yes. No, yeah, no, of course. He needs a bath every night. Of course.
Don't.
No, I'm with you on this.
You
right.
don't.
Right.
I mean, frankly, my 9-year-olds, I think, take a shower a week. We could probably tick that up a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, babies.
You got to experience life.
Who, by the way, get basically wiped their entire bodies down, what, 7 times a day at this point? I don't think you need a bath every night. So really what you need to do is you need to exert your influence there on the Saturday and Sunday when you're home for it. That's when you have to say, look, it's the weekend. We don't really need it at all.
I like this plan. Yeah.
Less hygiene.
Yeah.
For the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's half me at the end of the day. So look, I'm not a hygienic person. I'm not trying to shower a whole bunch. So, you know, walk in your dad's shoes a little bit here.
I am a wizened veteran in this area. So, again, larger television in the bedroom and no bath time on the weekends.
Freakishly large is what I would
freakishly
say.
Freakishly large. Yeah. It's huge. Yeah. Big. 55 inches. Got to go big.
I don't think anyone could enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
From a distance, you
can
enjoy it.
I feel like it would really hurt your eyeballs
up close, though, yeah.
Up close. Watch out. A little uncomfortable.
Sounds good. That 55-inch screen. Sounds good until you actually experience it. Then it's just like, oof, it's a nightmare. So anyway, Adam Jones, Christian Arcan, Mr. Big Screen, Marshall Hook over here, joining us until 10 a.m. It's Tuesday morning, night show takeover. We'll get to all your phone calls, 617-779-0985. And, it wasn't just Bachelor in Paradise last night. Red Sox finally won a game. How about that? Let's get to the Sox. What happened last night next?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you all loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Kutcher and Rich.
There's a rope into right field. Mookie Betts rounding, he's going to score. Behind him, Bogaerts into third. Here he comes. He's trying to score, and he will. 2 runs come home on the play. A shot to right field by Andrew Benintendi. And the Red Sox open up a 7-2 lead.
Give it up for the Red Sox. Just when you counted them out. Just when I counted them out, Arcan.
They roared
back. You counted them out yesterday. Mm. McCarthy isn't even watching them anymore. Hook, I'd imagine you feel the same way. This team is dead, right?
Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah, not so fast. They just beat the Royals last night. 7-5.
Just sat up like the Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly. Now, look, don't focus on all the wrong details here. Kansas City does have a 7-game losing streak. So as we say in the industry, something had to give. But don't worry about that. It's the longest current losing streak in baseball because the longest losing streak in baseball currently snapped last night.
Yeah! Yeah! Not the word.
Yeah, that's right. In your face, Jones. In your face, Arcan and McCarthy and Hook and everyone else at the Sports Hub and really all of Boston, any Red Sox fan anywhere. In your face, this team is back 7-5. And look, they were up 4-0 and kind of let the Royals sneak back into it. Then it was 7-2 and kind of let the Royals sneak back into it. Eovaldi sucked. Matt Barnes sucked. But hey, the Red Sox won. They're not dealing with real teams anymore that they have to, compete against for playoff spots. And now they're going to fatten up on teams like the Kansas City Royals. So it's all good.
The Royals did score 5 runs in the loss.
Sure.
That would be the second most that they've scored at any point during their losing streak. So they had been shut out, scored 3 runs in most of the previous games before that. So you did kind of let them score more runs than they had been for all but one game during this losing streak.
Huh. Well, you don't want them to feel bad about themselves, Hook, you know?
Well, let's take a look at the lineup. Arcan, what do you think of this? Whit Merrifield leading off.
I'm a big fan of Whit.
Whit Merrifield. Whit Merrifield, yes. Good player. That's a nice player. Royals.
He's in the Dong Report all the time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Whit.
Alex Gordon?
Yeah, well, he's not that good, but I like him.
I mean, he's fine.
Yeah, he's okay.
I mean, Whit Merrifield's actually good. Gordon's fine.
Gordon used to be good.
Hunter Dozier batting third, all-star.
All-star, yep.
Bunch of dongs. Yeah, not a fan over there?
Well, every team needs, literally, gets one all-star.
Fair point. Brock Holt has been an all-star.
True.
Jorge Soler, okay.
He's got about 30 bombs this year.
He's got some pop in his bat. Okay, 1-2-3-4. That's not the worst 1-2-3-4 I've ever seen. 5-9, not great. Cheslor Cuthbert. Legitimately,
Jared Cute Story.
Cheslor Cuthbert, I think literally the second at bat I watched in the game last night, Bomsky off Rick Porcello. He's the number 5 hitter. Not great. Ryan O'Hearn batting 6. He's batting 174. Bubba Starling, I know, is a high pick. It took him like 10 years to get to the major leagues. What's this next guy's name? You said it to me, Arcan. He also homered last night.
That would be Mabrys Valoria.
To be fair, I'm not familiar with his work. He does, after last night's game, have 1 home runs on the season. So,
1 home runs.
Yes, 1 home runs.
He's just it's only a matter of time until he has multiple home runs.
Pride of Havana.
And little Nicky Lopez there, batting 9th, the shortstop for the Royals. Known more for his glove than the stick, little Nicky Lopez. Not great 5-9, that Royals team. And yet, Porcello was able to limit the damage last night. Just the 1 home run to Cuthbert. He improves to 10-8 somehow with a 5.54 ERA. Your problem, of course, was in the bullpen, which everybody seems to know except for Dave Dombrowski and John Henry. Nathan Eovaldi pitched the, what was it, 7th inning? He gave up the home run to Valoria. He also had an additional walk in that inning, so far from clean. Not a Marshall Hook first and third inning performance last night. And then Matt Barnes had a Marshall Hook second inning performance in the 7th, where he came out, gave up a leadoff single. Then Soler reached on catcher's interference, got Cuthbert to strike out, O'Hearn to fly out. So now he's settled in. He's gotten a couple of outs, right? All of a sudden, Matt Barnes has things figured out. Home run to Bubba Starling, 7-5. So there you go. Your bullpen comes in, and as they typically do, pour gasoline on the fire. Workman was okay in the 9th inning, just a double to Whit Merrifield, and ultimately had a strikeout and a couple other outs, actually 2 strikeouts. So there you go. Red Sox win. All things are good, right?
No, not really. I mean, this is, listen, the Kansas City Royals are one of the worst teams in the league. They're not the worst team in their division, which I was surprised to see. The Tigers are actually worse. I think the Royals last year had one of the worst seasons of any team in Major League Baseball, them in Baltimore. And this year they're slightly better, and Detroit's the worst team. But this is still nothing. I mean, you snapped an 8-game losing streak against the teams that you really had to, beat or at least compete against in order to keep this season afloat. And I'm sorry. I mean, I know Brock Holt was playing, songs in the clubhouse afterwards, and he was DJing and all that stuff.
What is up with him, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Like, what is up with this idiot? He's having dance-offs with Yankees fans when they've lost 7 in a row, right? Or Islanders fans, I guess. I'd imagine it was a Yankee fan the other night in New York. So this bozo, he's having dance-offs, and then, yeah, he's Mr. DJ after the game last night, cranking tunes. You won one game.
Mm.
You beat a team that has almost as long of a losing streak as you. They probably will by tonight, you know. Give it 12 hours or so, 15 hours or so. They'll probably have as long of a losing streak as you had. But you had the longest losing streak, and you just beat the team with the second longest current losing streak in Major League Baseball. Now Brock Starr's in there cranking tunes after the game? Like, what a loser he is.
It's one thing if you're, like, down a couple games in a playoff series. Uh-huh. You're trying to stay loose. You're trying to, you know that you're about to, like, don't let us win tonight, that whole thing with Kevin Millar and all that. It's another thing when you're getting absolutely humiliated on a nightly basis by the two teams that you need to beat. And then all of a sudden you go against a crap team in the American League, which most of them are, by the way, which makes all of this that more embarrassing, the fact that they're this far out of a wild card spot. And now all of a sudden it's time to go all loosey-goosey. Like, the time for that's passed. Like, if you want to take the rest of this season seriously, you got to do, I mean, you have to at least put that foot forward. And so far they haven't. Not since the trade deadline. Since the trade deadline, this team has been basically treading water and drowning.
I mean, to be fair, Tampa Bay had lost last night, so this win did put them just 5.5 back of Tampa for second place in the division.
There you go.
You can almost smell the Rays from there.
I mean, if that's not reason to celebrate, then I don't know what else.
Oakland lost last night too, Hook.
Five back from Oakland,
5.5 back from Tampa. Just a stone's throw away from the Yankees, 14.5 back. Any concern about the injuries last night, if you will? I mean, they both sound mild. J.D. Martinez, the back thing's been going on for a while, late scratch, and then Mookie Betts had to leave with whatever it was last night.
He was limping around the bases. I forget what it was. I didn't have any concern in the fact that, you know, in the sense that I don't think this is going to ruin their season or anything. The season's ruined. I looked at this and thought, okay, well, now guys are starting to get injured. Big guys, big important guys are getting injured. They'll probably get shut down. Chris Sale probably gets shut down next. David Price, I'm assuming at some point, will get shut down, maybe before September. Once September rolls around, all these guys are probably going to get a bunch of weeks off, and they'll bring up the guys from the minor leagues. But right now, it just sort of seems like, okay, let's see who's banged up a little bit. Let's see who we don't want to risk any further injury to. Martinez is kind of an interesting case because he can opt out at the end of the season. But other than that, I'm not really surprised. This is what happens when teams go in the tank. Their guys start getting injured, and they shut them down for the year. I don't know if that's going to happen with Betts and Martinez, but it wouldn't shock me.
See, I am disappointed in the Red Sox last night because I thought, and I applauded them for this the other day. I said, good, you just gave us our next 2 months back, right? I don't need to watch baseball in August. I don't need to watch baseball in September. Good. Thank you, Red Sox. Thanks for making that clear to all of us by losing all eight games in a week to the Yankees and the Rays. Thank you for giving us our summer back. I'd like to enjoy my August. I'd like to enjoy my September. I wasn't even thinking I'd have to watch you in October. So thank you again for giving us at least 2 months back. I hope they don't do their little thing here and fatten up on Kansas City. I guess the Angels have been playing better. Then it's Cleveland, Baltimore after that. Like, they do have a chance to go on like a little fake run here and suck people back in. And I am pledging that I will not get sucked in over that time period. Red Sox win last night. Throw them a little parade here after the victory. Good for them. Good for them. Yeah, for everyone out there who said they'd never win another game, in your face. That's one game that they've won. 617-779-0985. So Red Sox announcing their presence with authority. We also had Brady announcing that he's not all that thrilled with that contract, at least reading between the lines from some of his comments. Let's get to Tom Brady checking in yesterday from Michigan after the headlines here from Marshall Hook.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on the Sports Hub, it's a night show takeover. Arcand and Jones with you until 10 a.m. No Fred, no Rich all week. Marshall Hook alongside. Want to get to Tom Brady checking in for the first time since his contract, quote-unquote, extension. A fake extension, as we dubbed it yesterday. Lo and behold, what do you know? Never mind national reports, local reports confirming as such. Brady confirmed as such. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. First, want to tell you that a week from today, Arcand, we will be celebrating 10 years as Boston's home for sports here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Here's the deal. On August 13th, again, a week from today, who knows? Maybe the Red Sox will have won the night before. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Probably not, but who knows? From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day, we'll look back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and the biggest Sports Hub moments from the past decade. Our 10th anniversary celebration will be presented commercial-free thanks to Aaron's, the King of Snow. From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. Listen Tuesday on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Let me ask you this.
Shoot.
As in Major League Baseball, every team is guaranteed a spot in the All-Star game. Is every program guaranteed at least one?
Now, funny you should ask.
Greatest moments. Yeah.
Funny you should ask. We set the over-under at 0.5 whether or not the night show would make the cut.
Yeah.
And we found out we needed to be more specific because Bird said that there's actually a good chance DA is going to be in it and not us. So the night show may technically be in it.
Yeah.
But will it be
titular Adam Jones program?
Correct. Well, I was going to say, I guess there's many incarnations of that, too, right? There's me and Arcan, me and Cattles, me and Keefe, so who knows?
But yeah, there was some two good shows in there.
Yeah. It's not very nice to Arcan, though.
Yeah, no, but right here. Geez.
But I would take the under on that 0.5 is what I would do. I don't see the night show making.
I thought me getting hired would be in the top 10.
Right?
You know, the hiring of Arcan, that's a big deal.
So here's what I've decided, though. The real slap in the face will be if any weekend programming is in over the night show.
I was going to say, what if it is a night show clip, but it's like Joe Murray and Sean Silver? That would be...
that would hurt.
Filling in for Adam Jones. Here's a great moment from the Adam Jones program featuring Joe Murray.
Right. Yeah, I guess that would be more insulting than just like 10 straight Hardy and Troop clips.
So, yeah. I mean, that could... Well, I also saw the behind-the-scenes videos that were put out last week.
I watched those, too, and I think I had the same thought you did. Go ahead.
I'm like, well, that's nice. You've got one from Tutcher and Rich. You've got one from... From Zoe and Bertrand, Felger and Maz video, and then there was not a fourth one.
Oh, you noticed that too, huh?
Yeah,
huh.
There was no fourth behind the scenes video. Huh.
It's like everyone else who works here goes home before we get here.
It's almost like that is true.
Well, yeah. Right. So I get it. Hardy does a lot of extra stuff on the side. He's probably doing a lot of this. Mm-hmm. You know, Roger's here all day too. So I don't know, but like. I don't know. Maybe somebody else could come in and shoot the footage while the night show is here. A little behind the scenes.
You are technically a show here on the radio.
Technically, yes. Technically, yes. You know, for now, technically. But I would say, it's people want to know the art that goes into the Dong Report. They want to see the behind the scenes. You know,
don't you have to hang out till like 11 o'clock at night?
Jeremy Hardin. Well, yeah, but it starts early.
Okay,
it starts early. You don't need to actually be there for the Dong Report. Just the majesty of prepping for the Dong Report. You know, Jeremy's got multiple screens back there.
It starts at 6 o'clock.
Not as big as Hooks. But he's got a lot of screens back there, and he's just watching. Jeremy's watching every game back there. He's got every game up, diligently tracking home runs and laying out the distances, launch angles, you know, things of this nature.
Exit velocity.
Yep. Staying on top of all of this date and Dong history. So I think people would like to know more about that. But yeah, But yeah, no, and you know, the email was just sent out to the whole company, and there was no mention of the Night Show.
Maybe we could get one of those courtroom sketchers to come in and just sketch a little behind
reenact
the scenes on the Night Show.
But that one with like the really messed up faces, like the Tom Brady guy.
Exactly.
No, they should do like a Lifetime movie type situation where they like reenact.
They can bring in a couple salespeople and be like, "Hey,
this guy
here is Adam Jones.
Yeah,
this guy here is Christian Arcan.
I do want license and control over, you know, who ultimately plays me, whoever's reenacting me in these behind the scenes clips.
Yeah, I don't think
I would like some say in that.
Okay, because I mean, if it was up to me,
it's going to be three street teamers, and you know it.
That's true.
That's what, and it's not even going to be Sports Hub street teamers. They're going to grab them from one of the other stations.
Country
they'll be sitting in there with their you know, hot whatever shirt, and they're just going to, you know, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I'm Adam. Jones? Yeah, I'm
Jonas?
Adam Jones. This guy over here is Christy Archer, and we are the program here at night." And that's what the recreation would look like.
That's how we sound too.
Mm-hmm. That's
I mean, I never listened, so I don't know.
That's again. Yeah. No, we didn't make the cut for behind the scenes. How on earth are we going to make the cut for top 10?
I didn't see these videos. What behind the scenes were there? Like, what are we looking at?
They pop in for a break for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, they start in the control room. Everyone in the control room gets their introduction, even the interns.
So behind the scenes.
Then they come in and they walk around the room a little bit. Yeah. It was clear, and I did enjoy this, that nobody told the people in the studio that this was happening.
Not. No.
So you got more than once from Felger going, What are you doing? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was nice.
It was good. So again, right. If we can't make the cut for that, it's a good point. It's another good kick in the balls here. Bird yesterday, thank you for yours. DA is probably going to get in over us and then Hook today. Well, you couldn't even make the cut for the 2 minute behind the scenes video. How on earth do you think you're going to make the cut for top 10? That's a good point by Hook. 617-779-0985. Arcan, I got to tell you, my jaw hit the floor yesterday when I saw this tweet from Ian Rappaport. I said, "What? Who? I had no idea about this. I thought Tom Brady signed a 2-year, $70 million extension. I thought he was going to play till he was 45.
Mm.
And on top of it, I thought he was taking less and being a good teammate and anything." This tweet from Ian Rappaport, I channeled my inner Tim Allen.
What?
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. And his new deal includes a provision that does not allow New England to franchise or transition tag him for the 2020 season.
Hmm.
The final 2 years automatically void on the last day of the 2019 league year. Wait, that's this year. He cannot be tagged. Brady will be a free agent, period. End of tweet. And then if you don't like national reporting, Rap Sheets missed some stories. Let's hear right from Tom Brady himself. Let's hear right from Tom Brady, right from the horse's mouth. As it were, here's Brady talking about his future.
I'm not worried. I'm really not worried about it. You know, I'm secure for this year. And
this year,
I think at least I get a few first team reps out there. So you know, just go out there and try to do the best I can.
This year, we you know, all the people yesterday, tweets and phone calls. Oh, Joe, you don't know. Come on, you always gotta play up the negative here. It's a contract extension. They have a good relationship with one another. Brady and Kraft and Belichick, and Brady's gonna finish his career here. And blah 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 blah. And all those things could be true. They may have a better relationship than I'm leading it on to be. And Brady may finish his career here. None of that changes the fact that was a big fat fake contract for PR purposes that they blew up to try to make the question go away. And fortunately, Brady's not going to let that happen. Brady made it very clear. No, I'm here for this year. I'm good for this year. .. I think. And he's laying that on for effect. He's good for this year. We all know that. But Brady's making it clear that, guys, this is like, I'm a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that was, for PR purposes, a big, fat, fake extension. So I for one, am shocked because I thought it was $70 million and 2 more years on top of this one. That's what I thought.
Well, I wasn't surprised by that. Obviously, I know you're being sarcastic, but I was surprised to see no transition tag, no franchise tag, because I sort of figured that would be the next logical step. Okay, you have him here for this year. You don't want to extend him the next 2 years, so you cut those off, but then you franchise him. Or, you know, some sort of transition tag for the next year. And I know that would have been a substantial pay increase, too. The franchise tag for quarterbacks is, what, like $32
million? Yeah,
so that's a lot. I mean,
more, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like that's some small thing, but it seemed like, okay, if you're not going to extend him, here's one way of doing it. You you put the franchise tag on him. Now you can't do that. Now you can't do anything. Now he's just going to be a free agent at the end of this year. Like, what's the plan? What are the Crafts doing? What are they really hoping to accomplish here? Like, do they want him to leave? Do they want to do this whole dance again next offseason? Like, what exactly is the plan? Because there's no plan B. Like, Brady has all the cards here. He has all the leverage. If he decides, you know, this isn't working for me, he walks out the door or retires or something like that, the Patriots are porked. So I really sort of wonder, like, are the Crafts really banking on his generosity this much, or what exactly is the plan? Because it doesn't seem like they have one.
I mean, the plan is Brady, they know Brady will take less, and Brady continues to play at a high level. I mean, that's the plan. But at some point, what one's definitely going to give. Like, he's not going to play at a high level forever. He already didn't play at that high of a level last season. So that one may already be giving. And what's his appetite to keep taking less? I mean, I guess we're going to find out this offseason. My guess is he'll continue to take less. It's what he's always done. But that's what they bank on every year. And the whole team benefits. It's like, oh, look at Bill Belichick and all the strings he pulls and what a genius he is with all these roster moves. Well, it's easy, or easier. Anyway, I shouldn't say easy. Easier than every other team has it when you have a security blanket like Tom Brady sitting there making less than most quarterbacks, right? And on top of it, playing better than any other quarterback, any other player who ever played the game. Like, Bill has made some shrewd moves, and he's obviously excellent as a GM, very good as a GM, and he's the greatest coach of all time, right? But it's easier, and I'm going to say pretty easy, compared to how other teams have it when you can fall back on Brady. How much longer can they do that? Fair question by Arkan. 617-779-0985. It also sounds like Brady's pissed. And I got to be honest, I don't really get why. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. On the way next, Max Kellerman, still not backing down. I was going to say doubling down.
Take committed.
Tripling down. I don't even know what this is anymore. He is still... I appreciate someone digging in their heels, Christian. Mm. Take committed, as you said, backed into a corner, going down with the ship, going down in... I appreciate all of that. But man, he is not letting the cliff go. Let's get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 7 o'clock, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jones Arkan, Marshall Hook alongside. A little night show takeover all week. No Fred, no Rich. No Wallach. I like to picture them as just taking like a show, you know, vacation somewhere.
Riding a banana boat like LeBron and Chris Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Carmelo and those guys.
Yeah. You know, kind of having a nice drink poolside, you know. Like a nice little Miami Vice pina colada, something like they're all sipping out of a couple of different straws, you know. Yeah. Standing next to the pool, one guy shoves the other one in. They all kind of like giggle about it, you know, kind of playing volleyball on the beach shirtless.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Right.
I just kind of picture a nice like show vacation there.
Yeah.
You ever go to a party with like friends of your wife? Like, so you go there.
And they're the worst.
And there are a bunch of other men there and none of them know each other. And they all end up sitting at a table going,
sure.
So,
so your life stinks.
You're from out west, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would envision those three guys doing if not sitting in this room behind microphones. Like,
you don't. So you don't see them on a banana boat playing volleyball shirtless.
I think if you stuck those three guys in like somebody's living room on a Saturday, they would just sit there semi-silently, kind of looking around, not really understanding how to have a conversation. That isn't in front of microphones.
Well, I didn't say that's what they are doing. I said, that's how I like to think about them.
Yeah, no.
That's how I like to think about
them.
And
I'm pretty sure they're not doing that because I think John Wallach's version of vacation is just to sit at home and watch sports the same way he would while getting paid. He just doesn't actually have to go somewhere.
Can you
in
believe
the morning.
This? I'm just sitting at home watching the Red Sox. I'm getting paid for it.
Yeah. Brad Stevens on the morning show there.
What? Really pulling the wool over their eyes. I guess that is Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens-esque. That's true. Fair point. So meanwhile, I don't normally do a lot of this. Like Arcan, we don't do a lot of piling on Max Kellerman for his going over the cliff, right?
Right. I don't think we've even mentioned him since I've started working with you.
I gotta be honest. Like, so I don't do
a little
this
played
a lot.
Out, by the way, the Max Kellerman
no,
thing.
No, it is, right? Yeah. And so there's a lot of piling on every time there's like a new milestone. I will say that this one, I did hear a little of myself with Tom Brady here in this one. I appreciate the doubling down, tripling down, quintupling down. Here's Max Kellerman. Yesterday, still after Brady signs a quote-unquote extension, gets a pay increase after winning a Super Bowl, here's a little more on Max Kellerman.
First of all, about the cliff. Every single number for Tom Brady across the board, all the important numbers when you dig in are way down.
True.
Dinking and dunking more than ever, even compared to his own standards.
True.
Much, much worse under pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Won the Super Bowl.
Of course, is compensated by running the ball, essentially, by changing the kind of team they are.
True.
Nevertheless, if you're a game manager who's big on third down and you play when it matters most, that's still, I mean, you know, there's nothing that can be said about that.
Okay. And so, he's
what's the point then? Why is he still talking?
He wants to go on and on and on about how he's about to fall off a cliff and how the cliff, like, I don't get why he can't just say, guys, you know, I was wrong about the cliff. But he's still tailing off. Like, why can't you just move the goalposts a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, just do that. Admit you're wrong, but just move the goalposts a little bit. You say, you know what? I said Cliff was a little strong.
I was a couple years early.
You know?
Right.
Like, just you could really make it all go away. Like, I'm all for doubling down and digging your heels in and going down with the ship and going up in flames. Like, I'm all for that, right? I will go down with a take. But when it's proven wrong, at some point, it's just proven wrong, right? Like, I will fight tooth and nail if there is a shadow of a doubt. So he just needs to change the stakes. He needs to renegotiate the stakes a little bit. Stop fighting the cliff. Stop with that. He's not going to fall off a cliff. Just say that his play is dropping off, and he's dinking and dunking, and they're more reliant on the running game. And, you know, if it continues this way, like, just change it a little bit. I can't believe he's still doing the cliff.
I know. And he's still, I mean, honestly, like, it still could happen. It's not like it's totally impossible that Tom Brady could have a substantial, like, Peyton Manning drop-off. You know, I know Brady didn't get hurt and have all that stuff that Manning had, but it's not like that's impossible. It's just weird to keep now you're to the point where it's kind of a joke. You keep talking about the cliff, and it's like, all right, buddy, we're 4 years removed from this. You wanna maybe adjust the take a little bit. Right. Like, the cliff obviously didn't happen in the time that you set for it.
Don't you know what I'm saying? Like, you could get so much more out of it by mocking yourself about the cliff and then just kind of renegotiating things. Just saying, you know what? I was wrong. He didn't fall off a cliff, but he is dropping off. Mm-hmm. You know, forget the cliff, but his play has taken a step back, a half step back. Like, he could get so much more out of it. Like, instead of just sticking to the cliff and then every year having to look at all the memes and tweets and Patriots fans losing their mind, which I wholeheartedly appreciate, but just, I feel like he'd get a lot more mileage out of it by just acknowledging that he was wrong and then even referencing it in mocking tone. I don't get why he won't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's weird the way he sort of ended that little take there. He was like, you know, if you're a third down guy who can, you know,
really not much more to say
pick
there.
Third downs, and you could be a great quarterback forever. And it's like, well, that doesn't sound like a cliff. It
right.
doesn't sound like happens to someone who falls off a cliff. They don't stay a good third down QB picking up third downs and winning Super Bowls for the rest of their career.
Look, I like to pretend I'm right too, Max. I like to pretend I'm right as well, but I don't pretend like I'm never wrong. Like, I just, that's weird. Like, I've gotten one or two wrong in my day. It's 6.5 years. I think I've gotten one or two wrong in my day. So I don't get why he won't renegotiate that and just admit that he was wrong. And then honestly, a lot of it goes away. And he is like, it's an unbelievable amount of commitment and being dug in that even I'm impressed
yeah.
by. Even I'm like, wow, I can't believe he's still doing it.
I mean, it's kind of part of his brand now, you know? Like, Gallagher would smash the watermelon. Like, Kellerman talks about the cliff. Like, that's their thing. You expect that from them. If they don't do that, then you feel like you got ripped off when you go see them or when you watch the show. You know what I mean?
Good point. You got to play the hits. Jackie Bradley sucks. Marcus Smart sucks.
I'm still arguing the Red Sox should trade Mookie Betts for Cole Hamels. I am not backing off that opinion one iota.
I'll tell you what, you know, it's just, Sometimes you feel good. A take just feels good coming out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if it's going to be right or wrong. It just sometimes just feels good on the way out, and you just got to let it fly. I'm with you, Hook. 617-779-0985.
We saved that one, by the way?
Meanwhile, Brady sounds hot and bothered. Maybe I'm wrong about this. You can tell me, Patriots fans, if you disagree. Brady doesn't sound all that thrilled with his quote-unquote extension. At least his pay raise for this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.